Shuvas Kivega, Samanim Chavches Shulam Abay. There's four Shuvas back and forth from the Kivegan's uncle, Rav Wolf Eger. Kivega had an uncle, Rav Wolf, that was a Rashiv in Lisa at that time, and Rav Kivega himself went to learn his yeshiva when he was the mitzvah, when he was 13 years old. After 1 year, his uncle Rav Wolf appointed him to say Shurim in the yeshiva. He's 14 years old, he was already saying Shurim himself in the yeshiva. And obviously after a while he left. And these letters were written at the time that Kivega was a chassan. According to the Talmud, when Kivega became a chassan and got married, he was 16 years old. 2 years later, he was 16 years old. And his uncle Rav Wolf sent him a mazel tov letter. Agad, it's the same story. He writes a nusach over there that he wasn't able to come to the chassana. In those days, traveling maybe wasn't so simple. There were borders to cross. So he writes them that everyone that remembers you from your time here in Lisa, there were many famous Tamei Chachamim, including Bishai Pick. There's a famous Gadol Hador Bishai Pick. He's a goyis, printed on the side of the Shas, but in the source of Shas, whatever's in brackets, is from Bishai Pick. And he said, we got together, we mechav in the show, we had in mind the time of Yechasna, that night, the same time, we made a suza over here, we made a chasna over here, to be mishtatav Yisimcha. So the Welt says that the Chassidim, the son, not by the Litvaks, but the Chassidim took this minig. When Chassidim cannot go to Rebbe's Chassana, it's out of the country, it's in Israel or something, they get together and they're mechavim the time, and it's called Rebbe Kivega the Chassana. It's called Kivega, which we call maybe Rebbe Volsteg the Chassana, because he's the one that had the idea, but they call it Kivega the Chassana. We mechavim the Shah, make the Chassana over here. So in this, it's a beautiful letter, it's a beautiful Mazel Tov note that he writes to him, and then he tells them what they spoke about in learning by this, the suit they made, the Kavis Chassan. They spoke about it in Ksiva Kediva by Sirius Oima. The midst of Sirius Oima, that we would think is the count of her, the count of that, but what about somebody who writes the sphere? He writes it down, Hayoyim Yoyim, Shloshim Yoyim, Shema Boshu, Isa, Chamish Yoyim Baima. If he writes it down, it's a Yetza, Sphirus Oima, writing it down. You say Ksidus Kediva. As a practical shayel, you would think that no one will get involved with the shayel, everyone will be yaitz to the mitzvah properly, but they won't get involved. But it does have ramifications, this question, if someone wrote this sphere first. For example, he's writing a letter. The same special minig, when you write a letter, you write the date on top. So besides writing the day of the week, or the pashto, or the day of the month, the person wrote also the day of the ayma. He wrote Lamed Alpha Ayma, Lamed Beis Ayma. And he didn't count yet. Was he Yotze already? If he was Yotze, then later that night, by Maya, he can't make a bracha. He didn't miss it. Do you say Ksiva Kediva or not?
So you never know, for Elan, it wouldn't work. Because you're looking for some nicer, but from Elan, saying that it definitely wouldn't work.
And Elan maybe should do this. So that's why Elan has no other Yotze.
So maybe you have to have at least a word to be
like. Well, we're going to get to Elan soon, but... yeah, maybe in Elan would do this with Chachina, if he wants to be Yotze Shmekoina. That's what we spoke about the other week. The mother of Rome says, there isn't whatever he can hear, but then you know, maybe we try to be a switch maker and ask the Kediva. It's an interesting point. He should be Machman. I saw once a thing of Meister, the stipler, somebody came to him to write an important letter, and it was before he died in Meyer, and it was during Sphere. And it was an important letter, he had to write it right then and there. And the stipler himself was clarifying, should he write, if he would like to write the day of the Oima, like that's the minig, you're writing a letter, you write what day of the Oima it is, but if he writes it, he has a problem, he can't count. So, but count now, he doesn't have a mind yet. He wants to do. He wants to have a mind first. He wants to say Krishna first. So he's thinking maybe not write the date. So write the date at all. But his father took him in to write the date. So the way they write the story was, they decided that he's going to descend. He count then before Krishna. He counted with a bracha. And then he wrote the letter, and he wrote the date. And the lady have a mind. That's the way he did it. He sent it. But anyway, getting to the Shaila, Lamaisa is Ksiva Kediva, especially by Tzvi Yisayma. So Voltaiger brings down a Sefer Mogen Shol. It's not very, I think it's a very well known Sefer, but it seems to be an Achim before the Kivega. And in the Hagoyis Kivega and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Pei Tes, he also is Matzayin Ayin Mogen Shol. And the Mogen Shol brings a number of rites to the Shaila. And other friends bring it also. But the first rite they bring is from a Machaba in Hilchos Becha Satayr. The Machaber Paskins in Arachayim Siman Zayin Gimel, we know when a person wakes up in the morning, he has to say Birchas Hatayr. That Birchas Hatayr is good for the whole day, but before you learn the first time of the day, Agad, even if you wake up all the night, you have to say Birchas Hatayr. It's a mistake some people might make. Mishnah Novas, the name Mishnah Novas, if a person wakes up all the night, he's supposed to learn. He thinks that suddenly I just got up from a few hours sleep, but once you wake up, you probably have to make birchas hatayr. But the Mechaber paskins that birchas hatayr is only when on Torah that you're going to speak, Torah you're going to say. But on Mechaber b'divrei Torah, someone's just going to think and learning, you don't have to say birchas hatayr. Other paskim machalik, I believe we're machran it, but l'maisa the Mechaber Mechaber shita. It's based on the sugya in Brachos. Mechaber holds that if you Mechaber, if you think about Torah, you don't say birchas hatayr, but if you only when you speak Torah. He has to go to there. But the Mechaber does pass in HaKosev Divrei Torah, the person who writes Torah, he has to say Bechus there. So the Mogen Shol says, you see from here that Ksiv is not like Hira, Ksiv is like Diva. Chayav write from here that Ksiv is Kediva. The Mogen Shol says, but then he himself says, but this is only right according to the Mechaber. On the other side, there's the Taz and a lot of other Chayim that are Chayavik on the Mechaber. The Taz says that if you hold that you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah for Hira, then for Ksiva also you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. The Taz says Ksiva is like Hira. So for Ked, according to the Taz, you see that Ksiva is not Kediva. Ksiva is like Hira. You don't have to say Birchas HaTorah if you want to just write Torah without speaking it. So in the Chayr, this Shayna should be telling him, like this, the Mechaba and the Taz, and the other Chayna. The Taz himself wants to bring Uriah that Hira is not Kediva. From the halacha, famous halacha by Hilchos Eidus, the Gemara's a drasha in Yivam, the Taflam and Alchem Beis, and other places, we have a drasha in Yipim, but only Peek Sabin. The Eidus, when you say Eidus and Bezdin, has to be Yipim, has to be the Peh, you have to say it out loud, and only Peek Sabin, you can't just write down your Eidus. So, Zokta Taz, the Chayyavi Raya from here, that Ksiva is not Kediva. If Ksiva is Kediva, why can't Eidim write down their Eidus? What's wrong with it?
Otherwise, why do you have to...
Oh, very good, so awesome. So, other Achrayim, Rosh Hagin wants to say this also, he means the Chavis Yoyah says, the Achrayim writes like that. If you would say, Ksiv is not Kediva, why do you need a Pusik that we can't think of him? It should be a double Pusik. That's not good. The fact that you need a special guest Pusik? Yeah. So that's what they answer back. Well, either if they say that they answer back that maybe Avis you would think is no Dendiva. The whole point of Avis is just the Gili Milsa to get the facts straight. That we should know what happened. Gufa Deliva Hechehavda. Like Lashon Gemara, tell us exactly what happened, and that this Bezin should know. So you would think anyway, Bezin gets the message from these Eidim, that should be enough. But basically, that's the Shaila is the Yipim Pekisavim. Is that it's a drasha, and it's a special drasha after by Eidus, and that would tell you it's only a drasha by Eidus, nowhere else. That would tell you that it's only that normally Ksiva is not Ksiva. For all the places. Maybe that's the Taz is right. Maybe that is the Taz. Because it's nice that Taz being Zerah for me, another friend wouldn't be right for Ket. The fact that you need a drush over here tells you that normally Ksiva is Kediva. And over, it's only over here, it's not.
Well, even if you don't have a drush right for Ket.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the Gili, it's not enough. But you don't have a right that it is because over here it says in Pia. Everywhere else it doesn't say Pia. Just says
Moshe's spark. Yeah, if anyone wants to say we can learn from it other places, but probably not. Probably in Maisa. But that's Sisi Machai Sifrin. Again, it has brings you right from here. He wants to bring it from all over. Somehow he wants to learn it from people in Hikzavan. You see from here that Steve is not Kediva. And the other friends say the opposite. The fact that you need a Joshua tells you normally Steve is Kediva. It's special over here, special Allah for that Steve is not Kediva. But I saw Kasha in the Master Melech from the Semanic Diskin, Rashid Kalter. We mentioned a few times. He says, "What's the bechal? This whole raya that the achrenim, the Taz is bringing, the Chavis Yoyah, the Kivega, his uncle are all bringing from Mipim v'Lomim Piksavim to the Shayal Tzid Kediva. The din of Mipim v'Lomim Piksavim in Yivamis. That's one. The Machlokes is actually tells you what it means. Machlokes Rebbeinu Tam and Rashi. Tosfos brings down b'shem Rebbeinu Tam that it's a special halacha to Ma'ed and Elim." There's no real halacha that Edom cannot write their Edus. The Chayyim Edom carries a special halacha to be Mayed and Elim, someone that cannot talk. That's what the Torah is, that's what the Drush is. Mipim, he has to have a pet. He has a person that cannot speak. He's a badass, he's not a cherish, but he cannot speak. Rahman son, he cannot say Edus. He's a exerts a kosa, he cannot give Edus. According to being in time, Bechal is no sheikhus to the whole Shabbat Sigur Kriba. And Chayyim Edom being in time together, Zeri Korei and Labinon. He was saying Korei Labinon, Labinon, Makabis play. First, we won't go into it, but that's Chayyim Shana Rebbeinu Tam. Tosfos brings down that Rashi and Chumash says differently. Rashi and Chumash says that Mipim Lemi Ksavim means Shem Lo Yishachu. Let me see the lesson again. Prat Shem Lo Yishachu Ksavim Lo Bezdin. It's a mitzvah that they should not send their Edus to Bezdin. Taisa Masam Melech, all Rashi's saying is that Eidim have to come in person. They can't send a letter to Bezdin, notarize, sign, and say, this is what happened. That's not good enough. Bezdin has to have the Eidim come down. But if the Eidim come down in front of Bezdin, and they write the Eidim in front of Bezdin, who says that's not good? Maybe Ksiva is Kediva. And they have to be, but the whole halacha is, if you have seven, according to Rashi, is just don't send it in the mail. Don't send your Eidim. You have to come down and say it. But maybe really Ksiva is Kediva. B'chal, Chayyur has no sheikhs to the Shaila.
It's not
B'shat Nice, exactly. That's the whole meaning of Rashi is, professionally, Yishchuk Sabon Bezdin, should not send. Rashi's mashma, they're not even there. They're sending their Eidus to Bezdin. That's a whole different soul. So it's the text of the Teller. There's an older Chayyur that want to sell too, one way or the other, Raya from Yifim Rashi Sabon to the Shaila Sibdiv, and Chayyur has no sheikhs.
One of the other, either Rashi needs to take with sin. Why does Rashi have to say such a mother? Or it's practically speaking, why in the world will you write?
You mean according to Rashi, it'll be possible even if they came down.
Why did he say it?
I did.
Either he means because of this, because of that.
It's dafka if you send it, but if you did, you can't write it. Or you want to say,
practically speaking.
I hear you saying, maybe Rashi also holds that even if you come down in person, you write it's no good. And Rashi, but if you're there in person, this time you'll say it. Why would you?
No, couldn't be the item who say the elders, they're scared to confront the bell.
Right.
You can't send. But if you come there and you come there, that takes away the.
That's what he was. Rashi, you should not send. And the time of the crow, being like a being saying, maybe you know, you have to be made in front of Bezdin. Right. But if you learn that way, then Lecher is very shred. Like all these Lecherim are comparing this to Shem Sikh Kadiba, it's Lecher not a raya. Another raya that Magid Shaul wants to bring is from Rambam Hilchos Nedarim. And it's a Torah Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph. If you, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Torah Paskin, that if someone makes a shru or a neder not to speak to Pliny, not to speak to Reuven, to a certain person, makes a neder, I'm not talking to you anymore. The halacha is, he's talking about how to talk, it's this and that, and it's a shvur, but he's not to write to him. He's not to, even in front of him, okay, he can like write a note and show him what he's saying. So they want to be aware of him here, that ksiva is not kediva. If ksiva would be kediva, then this should be also asa. Why would this be allowed? But the Magid Shaul himself, he answers back, it's not the most strong raya, because by shvus nedarim, we know we have a cloud that hocha nachalashim neyadam. So we're in many places that we go basla, and we go by a person what they normally means. And a person says, "I'm not talking to you." He doesn't mean I'm not writing to you. There are people that are angry at each other. Only you communicate in letters, maybe. But a person, but it's not a raya to the essence of Siv Gadiva. I think Lashon Rambam is, I said, Mutta Luchte v'chaveh b'ksavim. If you want to be Medak in Rambam, it's Mutta Luchte. If they write them in front of him, Rambam doesn't mention in front of him, not in front of him. You want to say also, maybe that's far also. You want to say, means sending him? Okay, but this is the way the Achreinim understood it, that it means even in front of him, and they want to say that it's not a right, because maybe it's a special loch in his Amish Shavuos, which is Holchanach Loshim Neyadim. Another big raya they bring is from the Etzem Shvua. A person writes a Shvua. He writes Tareini Nishba. He doesn't say a Shvua. He just writes, he writes, he's swearing something, he's making a neder. There's a Chavasurya, and the Kivik brings down, it's Chavasurya Tzimin Kotzar Dalna, and he brings down, it's also Tumim. The Tumim Tzimin Tzadak Vav, they both say that it is a Shvua. Even though he wasn't Maitzi Shvua Mepir, which is extra Bechidish, because by Shvua Snadom, we know we have a Din Hafalah. The Torah says, Ishki Afli, Afla means saying it with your mouth, saying it very clearly, actually, it's Lashon of saying it very clearly. But even so, the Chavisoya and the Tum, they hold the Yitzhak in the Afla of the Darim, the Ksav. So they want to bring a Raya from here, at least these are Chayim Nemdon, you have to see what their Raya are, that Ksiva is Kadiba. Just like by you. And one of the main Raya, there's also a Bissel, Harichas, and the Shev Yaakov on this, the Kivay brings down, and one of the main Raya they bring is from the Sugi Megil, and the Chesam Abayis. Talks about being Yates Kis Megilna, like Kis Magia, that whole Mishnah. When you're writing a Megilna, how you can be Yates Megilna tested by writing it. I'm not going to go into it, but that's when you look to see inside. But what I just wanted to mention was
how
that.
How
long
does it go to make a
proper Mishnah
like this?
Works out. And say, well, if you hold Ksiv Gadiba, it would help everything. Yeah, you really have to know, where does the Mishnah start from? Like, why should. If I'm father and a cop, that's Ksiv Gadiba. They're bringing Rayas, but like, what's up, this should be even have a meaning something like that, Ksiv Gadiba. About sign language, I mean, they talk about that. But I think, I didn't want to go into it because it's a little complicated, but there's a. Where did I have this again? There's a Taisus in Gittin, the Fayin Aleph, the Mask of Aho. If you go to the Taisus, there might be a Shtigl Makkah for the Holy Name of Ksiv Gadiba. So really what I wanted to say today was one other sugar right of Kivega brings. And remember, Agav Kivega was pretty young when he wrote this sub. Rabbi Nezer calls it Hazav Kivega Mekadusa. He wrote it when he was very young. Rabbi Nezer remarks on that. But the Kivega printed it. He chose these tshuvas to print because he was Mekayim of his Gnusai. So one of his rights that Kivega brings is, he says, that in Nidan, the Ksiv Kediva Dami is Lashon. If you would say Ksiv is Kediva, Echmatzim Yudenu Regleinu, how do we find ourselves safe face down, Shekhis and Shem Havaya? How did the Sefer ever write the Shem Havai, Yud Kei Vav Kei, when he's writing Safras? But also, the grace to conceive it was not that. Also, to say the Shem Havai. It's a Gemara that, Loi Kashini Nechtav Ani Nikra, you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Mishnah Chela, at the beginning of Chela, that's like, according to Abishol, according to Mandamba, Ahi Gets Hashem Boi Tiesa, someone that pronounces David's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ein Lechem Benam Hava. Mamash from the Chamadik Yisurim, from the few Yisurim that Ein Lechel Ben Haba. So, Fetzer Kivega, how do you ever write Yud Kei Vav Kei? When you read it, you say, you pronounce it Amach Dach Adon Yud, you pronounce it Hashem Adonot. But when you're writing it, if you're writing Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's Ksiv is Kediva, you're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Yes, so what do you do when the Zekrin exists? What do you do when the Zekrin exists? What's the Diva? The Diva is the Ksiv or the Diva is the Kriv?
If you were going to write the pasuk, you mean?
You write a pasuk where there's a kriya ksiv.
Okay, there's no avera to write to say the ksiv.
No, which is it? So because if you say it's the kriya, so I'm not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's kedim. I said atmos because there's a kriya ksiv.
Okay, the
kriya. I wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Yud Kei Vav Kei shel tzchoytin in a kriya.
So the kriya understood that it's if you're ksiv kediva, you're saying it as a ksiv.
It's a shayla, by the way. It's a kriya ksiv.
Uh-huh. Okay, but the Kriyeg is asking such a kasha that how is Sefer Stam allowed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei? And how would they be saying the Shem Hashem? If you heard this Hashem by Sefer, when you thought about Shalom and Chayim Ben Haba.
So,
no, Ksiv Kediva is without Nekudas. There's no halacha Ksiv Kediva writing Nekudas. Ksiv Kediva is when you write, maybe it's understood what the house pronounced.
It's also that it's pronounced something.
But it's always that way. It's always that way. Maybe that when you point the Shaila of Ksiv Kediva of Sefer Stam, it can be mispronounced also. But the Kivega even this. But the Kivega held that the Chayyur, if you write Yud Kei Vav Kei, as Seif was writing it, he'll be over Chayyur Shem Vesisa. That's his right. That it must be that Kivega is not Kediva Dami. So Tzemach David on Shuvas Kivega and on the Simon, he asked the question of Kivega, what's the right from here? And the Chayyur tells the only Pashtun. The Chayyur b'hochi chay b'chmana. In that time, the Torah gave us an Issa to be Chayyur Shem Vesisa. But the Torah did also tell us sometimes that we can't say it. For example, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, the Torah says that you should say the Shem Havaya. Rashi in Chumash brings down that the Kohanim by Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash always said the Shem Havaya. The Sampai, when they said Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, every day they said the Shem Havaya. Can you imagine being by Birchas Kohanim with answering Amen to that bracha? All the Kohanim say Baruch Atah Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you answer Amen on that bracha? Should we say in something properly, but it's a bracha with Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the Shem Hashem. So there's nothing when the Torah tells you to do it.
The bracha they send the Shem Havai, or your bracha Hashem, you should let
them do. I take it back. You're probably right. In
Pesukim.
Oh, the Pesukim. You're probably right. The Pesukim, right? It's actually then the Yisur. But yeah, plus it's the Pesukim was the Zayin Zayin. Okay, but it's Bichas Kainim with the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But there are times when the Torah did say to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. So this is also a time. The Torah told you to write to say. The Torah told you have to have tefillin and mezuzahs. How do you just have tefillin and mezuzahs? Obviously, you have to write it. So obviously, the Torah told you over here you could say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Maybe you only see Viskadiba, and you are saying Yud Kei Vav Kei writing it. But this will be another time. Just like the Torah told the Kohen Gadol, there are times he says Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Torah told Okahanim, they could say it here also. What's the raya? And says, Apella. Why don't you say Pasha, Baruch Hashem, Rechman, and keep me most of them. What? Right, that's what it
is. How do you know? If you write extra fields, it's going to be
over. He's not extra, he's doing it for Nachabi Mitzvah. It's not going to be a about Tala. What? Okay, so you know what, maybe the Torah was, maybe in Echman, maybe was getting a drive. Maybe you can only write soon when you know there's a boy that needs it. When you're not just to have in storage.
Well, that's what you say was right, the fact that careful doctors make it only with a field.
Oh, you want that's your terrace. Your terrace is that no one's careful. And that's the horror. So just, okay, maybe I have a different terrace, also maybe a different terrace. I was thinking maybe the Kriyeg Israel is halacha and Shachnar for Chaim Siman Beis Tosin Yodeis and Reish Peches that Tefillin and Mezuzas has to be written Kesedron. Tefillin and Mezuzas you have to write in order. You cannot write one word out of order or even one letter out of order. Sefer Torah is different. The Tzvim Be'as, the Mokka, the sound, it's not in Shas, it's a Mechilta. But it's brought down by all the Paiskim. It's a famous halacha also from Moses that a Sefer Torah does not have to be written in Kesedron. And it's a huge nafkamina. A Sefer Torah, if you find a mistake, you just go back, you're missing a letter, you go back in, Sefer Torah, and you fix the letter. Tefillin and Mezuzahs, you find a mistake and there's a letter missing, you can't fix it. Because you'll be putting that letter out of order. It has to be written in order. The Torah says, Vahoyu, by Tefillin and Mezuzahs, and Midashim, Bevyasin Yehei. Midashim, that has to be written, Bevyasin, to be written in order. It only says Vahoyu, by Tefillin and Mezuzahs. They have to trust them, right? Because it's a big tell. If the hours are spending on making fair tefillin, planning a pasha tefillin, then he finds a mistake, and just to add an extra letter to go back, he would be possible. And you would never tell. You can't tell by looking at it, but it would be possible. The Aruch Shulchan has a question that in this prat, tefillin mezuzah more chomer than sefer Torah. So take you go back and fix. It's also a very practical thing to sefer Torah. Can you imagine? It's the sefer works a whole year on it, and Chomer Tzlan, you find if it would be a din of kesidah and you couldn't fix it, be mamash a tragedy. Filling the mezuzah is okay. I mean, the man worked. He spent a day or two on it. Spent many hours on it. But okay, if it's chashanah, you missed the letter. It's only 1-2 days. Not a whole year of work on. It's not $40,000. But the ma'aseh talacha is a man was thinking by a sefer Torah. Maybe that's the kveig Zeraya. What's the heta to write Yudkei Bavkei Kesedah? Maybe what you should have to do in the Chachina is you should write the Yukim Avkei Shiloh Yal Seder, write it not in order. So you're not Fagus Hashem by Sisa. If your person would pronounce Hashem Havaya by saying the Hey and the Yud, the Vav, say out of order, you wouldn't be either. Now the halacha, of course, is that you don't have to do that. It's only in case you write it out of order, it's Kasha. But Lamaisa, maybe that's Kirgis right. Maybe that should be the halacha by Sevetay. You should have to Bedaka write out of order, so it should be Hegus Hashem by Sisa.
You have no clue what the word's going to be when you go the first two words.
You make
a
mimic.
Okay, so then back to the question. If you say like this, then the ksiv gedi will be the order you wrote it. Then it won't be a shot. That'll be
it. It takes you a few seconds in between.
That's going to be my next teretz. This first teretz, I want to say that you write out of order. It's only a teretz for the sefer Torah, obviously. For the tefillin and mezuzahs, that's written kesedron. We're back to the kasha that you do have to write it in order. So on the king is right, it would only be from sefer Torah. Tefillin and mezuzahs, you would have to write in order. You would say baruch chai rachman, but the right would be only from sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, why do you have to write? Maybe you should be a loch. You should have to write not in order to save yourself from being hagishem b'sisa. But that doesn't really fit in the lashon of kivega. The kivega's lashon was heichim matzini dein regein is sefer istam. That sefer istam means sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzahs. According to me, it would be Sefer Sefer Torah, right? It'll only be from Sefer Sefer Torah, that's the problem. So, I was thinking different Torahs, I mean, you're saying that maybe what you should do, maybe the Kirgiz Rai is, why don't you have to be Masik, Kedei Tech Dei Diva, between each letter? Or at least between the first letter and the second letter. When you write a UK Bavke, maybe why shouldn't it be Aloha? It should be Masik. If you be Masik, L'chayr, you could always go back and finish the Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, the Yudkei Vavkei. But if you're Masik L'chayr, that's not being Hegus Shem Beis Yisa. The person says Yud today, and tomorrow he says Hey Vavkei, L'chayr, but it still would be a Kasher Sefer Torah. So maybe that's the Kivik Israel. That it's why it's not Mucha Chachi Chai Rechmona, just because the Torah told us over here, when the Torah told Kahanim to say Yudkei Vavkei Rebech Tzkainim, when the Kahanim told the Kangol to say Yudkei Vavkei, that's Muchos, the Torah told you to say it, but by Sifrei Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, maybe the Torah wanted you not to be heard as Shem by Sisa, and you should be Masik. Wait, Kedei Diva, the Shia of saying Shem Alechem Rebbe Meir is considered a Hefzik in every Diva, and once it's a Hefzik, then already it won't be heard as Shem by Sisa. And the fact that we don't have this is a Raya that must be Sivazak Kediva. Maybe that's the Kedei Zaya. So the only problem with these two Tutsum is, Ben is unclaring about it, it's Shibbo Shaila. Is Alocha, when you write all the Azkaris, the Shemus of Hashem, and Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, that's to be Lashma. You have to write the Shem Hashem Lashma. Can you be Mekayim, the Shem Hashem, Lishma, and these Efanim? The person would write the Umashna Sevetari, there's no thing considering. But if you write the Shem Hashem, not Kaseda, and you have the Shem Hashem Hashem, is that considered Ksivin Lishma? You wrote the Hey Lishma, you wrote the Vav Lishma, but and then afterwards you wrote the Yud. You wrote it out of order. You wrote it out of the Shem Hashem, but is that called Askar Lishma? And the same thing by Techve, with the Hesek Techve Diva. The person wrote the Yud, the Shem Hashem, then he was Masik. But then he went up to Hey Hashem Hashem and continued. Is that called writing Azkar Lishma with all the, with this hesek? If you say not, then we're back to Akashim. Then we're back to that's what I'm clearing. I'll Azkar. I don't know. I can't say, but I if it says in place or not. But if that's what I'm clearing. I have to look this up. You do a straight Shem Hashem Tech Diva?
No.
When you write Etzim Ksiv in one way, that's what makes one thing Shai Flex. What's a Hefzik in writing?
So if you have a Hefzik in writing, it's not a Hefzik?
Yes. Then two letters next to each other.
Right. But what about the Lishma? Is that called the Maskara Lishma? That's my Shaila. I was only playing out really the on the Ksiv Gedivah part, it should.
On nothing.
Right. I would think for the Kashrus of the Ksav, it's not a problem. Kashrus of the Ksav, you can write one letter today, one letter tomorrow. It's not a problem. At the end of the day, it's all written. It's all written. But for Askar, my only thing is Askar Lishma. Is that called Askar Lishma when you wrote one letter at a time with a hefzik in between? If you say it's not a problem, then that could be the Kir Gizrai. We can find the Tzimach of Kasha. That why don't you have to do this to save yourself from being Hagisham Mesisa? Must be the Ksiv is Akhidivadami. But if you say that you cannot do this for some reason, it is a Chasan and Lashma, that's a Tzemach Revis Kasha. So it must be Bavach Revich Manas. So what's the Ksiv Israel?
Even if you
wrote Ksiv
in 5 hours, if you wrote
Yud
Kei Bavach, and Ksiv Kei,
and that's the Shema, and you're the Yud the Shem Hashem, and you're the Kei the Shem Hashem. That's all good by you. So I'm just clarifying, but you know, what was your Lashma? Your Lashma was the Hefzik? Yeah.
He writes and gives Kei Bavach. And he writes it down in, it takes a long time to write it. Is he going to be over? If your Tzitzit is going to be over,
oh, that's what I wanted.
Why are you saying that?
What do you mean? In,
the
person says the Bediba and he has a Hefzik, then you're
Dibur. Yeah,
because in Dibur
there's a
Ksar, I'm
just going to say Dibur.
It's Dibur, it's not Dibur. Okay,
I think the Darius is going to take longer. If he dips this thing, it's going to be according to you, it's going to be possible. Wait, make sure. He makes the yud, he dips it in, and then he puts it back.
That's not.
Maybe see was a different because they did, because writing a letter takes longer.
Okay, it's all in the hakir, it's all in the shayla. I mean, part of it is not such a shayla, too, part of it is. But whatever it is, if you hold like this, then you could do this, then this would be the test of Kivega. If you don't hold like this, then Simach Tavis Kash is a pliyatum. What's the Kivega is Raya? The Torah told you to do this, just like it told you it's not a case with Novat Talmud. It's a Tzaydus Hashem permits us. So that's the kashya. Zemachta v'taka b'lai shvei. Okay, a few minutes ago, we had a different Indian. This is a whole different Indian, Babich Samazan. This is actually a shayla I had this week. My ma'aseh happened to me. I was eating a pasha sandwich one day for lunch, Suda, and I went and put on my hat for benching. And if I put on my hand jacket, I want to take a drink. And I entered my mind, the shayla, am I allowed to drink now? Because I already put on my head and jacket for benching. What's the shayla? The shayla is, I was thinking, the Gemara says in case of Vachem and Brachas, Tafim Beis, the Gemara says, Amav Zeir, Kosha Sukhi Minataka, whatever they took away from him in the times of the Gemara, they used to eat on a special, seems a portable table. They only brought the table out when they ate. It was, I think, a low table when they reclined. They brought a taka, a small table. And once they removed that table that they ate by, and they removed all the food, Goma, he finished the Suda, and you're not allowed to eat anymore till you bench. Rashi says, Goma, Asach Daitim Bracha Vishayna, Mr. Dasai. Shad is, it's a Hefzik from Bracha Vishayna. The reason why we'll continue to eat is all based on that first Hamaytzlach Menorah, that first Bracha. But once you just take away the food, you take away the table, that's already Asach Daitim, that's the end of your Bracha, so you cannot continue eating till you bench. The Gemara says another halacha, amarav harogel b'shemen. In times of the Gemara, some people used to clean off the hands with oil. They used oil at the end of a suda. It was an act that they would do when they were done eating. Once they did that, afinu, also you cannot continue eating. You have to bench. But the Gemara ends off, v'les tilchas l'kachan yishmaitzah. That's not the halacha. Even though they removed the food and even though they washed their hands with oil, that doesn't end the meal. Because you can still continue eating. The only time you cannot continue eating is by when you wash Shemayim Achrayim, the Gemara says. Once you wash Shemayim Achrayim, that's already the end of the Suda, and at that point you have to bench. You cannot continue eating. So you have to understand the Gemara. So what's the difference, according to Maskan of the Gemara, what's the difference between Shemayim Achrayim and removing the table or washing your hands with oil? These are also acts where you're gomer, you have gemiyah stas that you finished eating, you were masiyach stas from your first bracha. Why do we say then you're not continue eating? Is dafka mayim achreinim is the real esach hadas, it's the real end of the meal. Well, since you're mayim achreinim, all these other things. There's a similar gemara, it's not that it's a whole different gemara in Pesachim, dafka simul beis, the gemara says, Pesachim mirav, kemen dam ritu, havlan and varech, itzur and chung mishte. Once you say, once you say a lashon of let's bench, then already you're not allowed to continue drinking, the Gemara says. My timer, that's please do a tzaytachayu, because they have a hadas to continue eating. That Gemara says a different ending of the meal. And again, when you're saying, let's bench, it's a whole Gemara about Nimloch, but that's the basic halacha. So there you see that saying, let's bench, is similar to, and we pass like that. So we see, but when you say, let's bench, or when you wash from a friend, then you're not allowed to continue to eat. But by the other acts of the end of the meal, taking away the food, even the Baal Hamas himself, he clears away the whole table, removes the actual table, then he can't continue to eat. So I think the chiluk is. Right, both are broken halacha. I'm sorry, either one. So I think the gather is that when you make a hachon of a benching, that's what ends the meal. Just because you do something which is like a gemat suda, like you move the table, that's not a complete Hesachadas, from continuing to eat. I pack him to the table, I could always bring it back. Maybe I'll change my mind. You know what? I want another bite, another piece of cocoa, another nimble dessert. You'll bring it back. But when you do a hachon of a benching, that's called the Hesachadas. My machreinim is a hachon of a benching. It's saying, let's bench, havel and lavarech, that's a hachon of a benching. Now, even though my machreinim really, the essence is not a hachon of a benching, the ikka inyan, my machreinim is a whole inyan for itself. It's inyan, the Gemara says, the Gemara Chulin, that Chutheim Abbe says, they were sacking because of Melch Stoimus. So originally, there was Melch Stoimus still in the world, Melch from Stoim, and somehow we get into the regular salt, and people would touch with their fingers, and it was in summer, and Rahman's son made someone sagi no. So they were sacking, you have to wash your hands before you leave the table, make sure you don't touch your eyes with that Melch Stoimus. So Chayr is not Shaykh to benching either. It's just something about an act at the end of the Suda. But, very good. But first of all, even that reason seems still to have some Shaykh to benching. Because you do find the halacha, like the Gemara says, take it from the thing of bracha. This is from Shatim, exactly what that maima means. It's a Tosis and Saita that Kirega brings down over there in bracha, so what it means. But the Pashup Shan, the Gemara is that right after maima achreinim, right away you should bench. And the chayyur, it's not that the mamachreinim has a shaykh to benching. The reason is because we're afraid if you do mamachreinim, then you take your time until you bench, you'll touch the melch stamus again. The chayyur, you're allowed to be mastic if the mamachreinim and talk and take your time. Just have to wash again mamachreinim before you bench. The mamachreinim does have shaykh to benching. So since there's shaykh to benching, it can be considered a chan of benching. And then, like Abitzi said, there's a whole different reason given, which Taisa says in Barachas gives a reason for mamachreinim. Because the Yidayim is the Hamas. Plus, if you have clean hands, they'll cover the benching. So that for sure shows that my Achreinim is Indian of I'm saying it's a place in is a different place, that's in Gimel Beis. That says, the reason Bechas Mazin is Shalom Yivarach, the Yidayim is the Hamas. So that for sure shows that my Achreinim is a Chan of the benching. So I think together is, when you do a Chan of the benching, that's something that's Masik, that's Hesach Hadass in the first Bracha, and you cannot continue eating. But everything else is not a complete hazard. So my sharing, if a person puts on a hand jacket for benching, and we're talking about someone like myself, I never wear a hand jacket in my house when I'm home. I never do. I only put it on, the only time I can think I put it on in my own house is when I'm benching. And the reason is because we all know it's Magen Avraham brings down the Bach, and the Mishnah brings down also the notion is that Yerushalayim lo yivarech mitznefes. the Yishrim should not bench just for the Mitznefes. Rak Yosem Makiva Roishoy Misat Begedalyan. He should put a hat on his head and he should wear Begedalyan. What's a Mitznefes? Interesting Oshin. The Bach says, the Yishrim should not bench for Mitznefes. Mitznefes is the hat that the Kohen Gadol wore. Can go to the big kahuna on his head, the can go with Mitznefes. It doesn't mean the Mitznefes of the Kangol. Obviously, it means a yarmulke. But it's interesting, but basically, that's what the Bach is saying. The Yishmaim should not bench just for the yarmulke, but not everyone is makban it. But he should, but he says Yishmaim should wear a kova, and we never try to do it. So, someone like me that puts on a hand jacket and doing a kova benching, would this be like moving the taka? Or using shemen at the end of a meal, or would be like my machrenim and say havel and varach. So the way out, what?
During the week.
Yes, yes.
You do.
I do. I do. Yeah. But this was before my machrenim. My machrenim here was. I put a hand jacket before my machrenim. But I'm thinking that this is a chana for benching. And the way I'm seeing the gezer of the gemara is of these two sugyas is that when you do something for chana for benching, that's what's masik for. That's what ends your suda. And chayr wasn't that easy.
My machrim is not only a chan of benching, it's also a thing that you finish. You can make a chan of benching, but it deserves also. You can put on a hat.
Oh, first of all, let's say someone does that. Let's say someone puts a hand jacket for dessert. People, but I'd rather don't, because I don't, I'm not so comfortable.
Yeah,
I don't put
it
on until the last minute.
The mask is
not
a hat, it's
not
a
mask. Does it depend on
the
bottom?
But you can do it towards the end of the
season. But my shine is someone that... I'm talking about now. That's not the, then that person for sure. So then he could, then he for sure could. I'm talking about someone that only puts on his hat jacket only when he's ready to bench.
Now, not, when you say he's also to drink, it means also to without a brother. You allowed
to
drink.
That's the next thing I want to mention. Just, like, just in this basic halacha and lechayyeh, the whole problem, even saying having the baruch or my machrein, all these things is it's a hetzach hadas in the first bracha. So now, if you want to eat, you should just have to make another. If you want to eat more bread, you have to wash this lamb again, make a mitzvah again, or make another bracha. If you want to on a drink, make another shakal, and then you bench, and your benching will go then on your first achil and your second achil. One benching will go on both. You don't have to bench. The problem is the kasha is the
kasha is not.
Rashi's mashma like that, but listen to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a merdek achidish in our chaim simukafayin test. The Shulchan Aruch is mechalak between my machreinim, mahavon and levarach. Shulchan Aruch paskins zogamusu dosev not the yod of my machreinim. First of all, shem machreinim. Eini yoch alecha v'leishteis ashevach v'echas mazin. He's not allowed to eat or drink until he benches. The yim oma havon and levarach, but if he said let's bench, havi hetzach adas v'osli nishteis elam kin yivorach alav tchila. By Havlan and Vorach, the Shechnach says the year Eitzah. You're not going to eat as Elam Kini Baruch of Chil, unless you make again a Shehakel. If you make a Shehakel, then you can eat and then bench. But by Maim Achreinim, he says, Faket, in Yocholach, Havlan Nushta, as Yivach Bechzamazan. That you have to bench. So the old Shtel on the Shechnach, he's being Machal with you, Maim Achreinim, Havlan and Vorach, and it's very straight to understand. By Maim Achreinim also, what's the problem? Even if it was Hesach, make another Baruch, wash Maim Achreinim again, and then bench. So this is you can look in all the achrim, they all talk about bihalacha and other places in the chayyim and shachanav. They hold even by my machrim, you could do like this. What it tells you, the person washes my machrim and he wants to take a drink, make a shakel, take a drink, and then wash my machrim again. But the shachanav doesn't pass like that. Shachanav says then you have to first bench, make your shakel afterwards. And I overheard you before. You're talking about this in the chabur that the chayyim is shem bracha v'atamla. Because you're making an extra brain of fashas. But extra brain of fashas, if you would make it before benching and then do one benching on the whole thing, you would save the mashmoy thing was like that.
The Gemara says awesome. What's awesome?
But the Shem is Rashi b'chan between Mayim Achreinim and Havan Levarach. You have to look about that's the same thing. So either should be the, first of all, it's shvet to say the same thing by both, but it's even more shvet to be machalik between the two. But this already you have to see. We'll talk about. But and the same, and then you would have to clear about my Shem and the person puts a hand jacket. What would he do with this?
The venture for sure go on it, even
on what?
The venture should go on.
On the second?
Yeah.
Yeah. One benching should go on both. Oh, you're saying it's not part of the Suda, but you're benching afterwards.
Already have to bench.
You're talking about like the Kabbalah Spon and Shmogus Boshayla, you know, people that eat by that, when do they make a Bracha Chayna? Well, eat by Kiddush, and then, you know, you're going to bench afterwards. We'll get you out of those Shvei Shaynas. Not so Shvei, they go to the Halach, you know.
And also, Chul Mishchu, that's by Havlan Dror.
Yes.
So He says, "Our Birchas Mazon Asuchi Daiku Mitzorot Lachter Lavorch La'Acha Birchas Mazon."
They all say it's a bitch. They all say it's a bitch. That's the first kasha. That's the first kasha. Right.
It's more than just. Very much. How can you bench? You have to bench. Once you decide to bench, you now let it be master.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Is that a neder? You made a neder? I have to bench now? You didn't say I have to bench now. I mean, was it a get of a, is there a Kabbalah? Was it Makabal's a bench? And when, what? I'll bench later. I'll bench afterwards. What's the. No. And the Moshver Kasha is in the Mechava Shita Hezachan. Also, there's another interesting thing. The Mechava is Mechava between Shdi and Achila, and Arvi Shenemar. Some hold for some reason, Havlan Levarach only makes a problem with Shdi, but Achila you could eat. The more Machman Shdi than Achila, you have to understand that. And Agav, the Rambam, I didn't go into it, I didn't mention it, but the Rambam has a whole different Gersa in the Gemara Dachan days about the Hilch, the Let's Hilch Sukhan Shmait there. The Rambam has a different Gersa, and the Mishnah explains it. But I think the Shachman is more like the Pasha Gesa. And that's the Rabbit has like our Gesa. Okay.